As a new module leader, I was interested in trying to understand the possible links between student engagement and achievement within the module. It's been shown that student engagement and effort and attendance levels are all correlated with academic achievement, and so I was interested to see if this translates into the same pattern in the current module which I've taken over. So the aim was to investigate if student attendance and engagement are related to achievement. It would be predicted that higher levels of engagement and attendance will be positively correlated with higher student grades in their endpoint assessment. This data was collected from a third year module in the 21-22 year, and it was a third year module in the Department of Psychology, and there were 20 students enrolled on the course. Engagement was measured from the student dashboard, which is a composite via the engagement score, which is a composite measure of student activity, including access to resources, online logins, attendance, card swipes, and use of e-resources, for example. And percentage of attendance was measured as the percentage of module sessions that each student attended over the term two. And student grades were measured from their endpoint assessment final grade. This is a set of five short critical writing pieces to assess student knowledge, critical thinking, and critical evaluation. Moving on to the results, it was found that there is does look to be a pattern linking student engagement and attendance with overall grade scores. So 85% of students passed the module with a mean attendance level of 73%, whereas those that failed the module had a mean attendance rate of just under 30%. There was large variation in levels of engagement, which can be seen in Figure 1 and Table 1, with large variation especially in the fail category and the 2-1 category. And percentage of attendance was larger in the third and fail categories in their variation. The lowest mean engagement scores and the percentage of attendance were for the fail category, and the highest engagement score and percentage of attendance were found for the first and 2-1 categories, although it should be noted that there's a very small sample size for the study, and so statistical analysis could not be carried out. These results show that there is that increased attendance and engagement can lead to higher overall grades and achievement for students. However, more long-term data is needed to examine this in more details. Student engagement is multifaceted, and combining metrics with additional measures of behavioral, emotional, cognitive, and academic engagement would provide further in-depth analysis when combined with student feedback. For example, MySay, this could improve the module content and delivery in the future and help build a better curricula within the module in the department as a whole. A review of the top content and online resources in order to improve their allure to students and attractiveness may enhance engagement. This could be through, for example, greater use of technology, interactive quizzing, or different suite of media for online learning or in class learning, such as podcasts or including more podcasts, blogs, or videos, which could be next steps to build on these findings. Overall, this research highlights the necessity to monitor and continually improve student engagement. Thank you.